for those of you who are tuning in just right now, $26,000. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video. That's also part of a big webathon.
Your voice.
In for the Yolanda Relief effort. I'm Red.
I'm Peter.
Hi.
I'm Joji.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking about something that we should have probably talked about way earlier in the podcast series, and that is the basics of free thought. Free thought 101. Frequently asked questions about free thought. So, what is free thinking?
While we're on that, though, we'd like to say hi to our 26 viewers as of right now. For all of you 26, if each one of you gave $1, we would have $26 for the Red Cross Relief. Think about that.
But if you gave $1,000 instead, we would have $26,000.
At current exchange rates, that's
can we clip that out of context? Like, do a commercial about this whole thing. $26,000. Yeah. Amazing, right?
Should be a thing. Should be
for those of you who are tuning in just right now, $26,000. Okay, so what is free thought?
Thought 101.
Thought 101. Yeah. So a lot of people, when they hear free thought, what do they think?
Well, from my experience...
For the uninitiated.
For the uninitiated. When people hear the word free thought, they hear undisciplined thinking for some reason. Like, they associate free with unrestrained and unrigorous.
So it's kind of like a free plus thought. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like a
free space thought.
Like a freestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like a freestyle kind of thinking. Mm-hmm. Anything goes, basically. That's the most common that I have encountered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, well, you're a free thinker. Why don't you allow that?
And some people find it funny that you would have to use the term free thought. Like, they think it's a free speech. So anyone is a free thinker. That's
funny
that's
or
what
unnecessary. Often get like, no, it's important that there's no space because free thought is a philosophical... At around that point, people go...
Okay, but it is important to make a distinction. It's not just something that we made up. There is a rich history behind the term. Mm-hmm. There was a free thought movement, and that's what we're going to talk about today. What was the free thought that they were referring to? So it's the free thought that we're talking about is commonly free thought without the space. Just one word with two syllables, free thought.
And the activity that comes with it, free thinking,
yes.
And without a space.
And we're not making this up. You can actually look it up on dictionaries online, Merriam-Webster or Wikipedia or Google. So free thought is defined as evaluating truth claims not by authority or dogma or tradition, like in particular when it refers to religious claims, because free thinking is particularly relevant when it comes to religious claims, but instead using the best of your reasoning abilities, you know, logic,
using empirical evidence and using science.
So let's look into that whole definition bit by bit. So free comes from not freestyle or not anything goes. It comes from being free from the shackles that used to, when they made up this term, like limit thinkers. So what are these things? Again, authority, dogma, and tradition. So authority, somebody tells you to think a certain way, to think a certain thing, and that's what you think. It could be your parents, could be priests,
yes.
It could be the government forcing you to not have religion. So you could be a free thinker by force, which is kind of contradictory, so you can't I take that back. Of course, there's tradition.
Yes.
You know, as many free thinkers have pointed out, people tend to believe based on the cultures that they were born in. Okay, and a lot of people find it hard to move away from that kind of traditional thinking. And of course, authority, because someone is your boss, someone is your elder, or maybe even a scientific authority. You think that someone is a scientist, therefore this person must be correct, and I must be wrong. I must not question this person. So that's authority. When you free yourselves from these shackles of thinking, these shackles of thought, you tend to have a better chance at coming closer to your authentic truth. What is authentically something that you came up with yourself. It's truly thinking for yourself. And then you're free to use your faculties. Let's talk about the faculties. Of course, logic.
Logic is one. There has to be a certain consistency in the way we think. That is why free thinkers always look at the connections between the things they believe and see to it that the things that they believe, profess to believe, and act on do not contradict each other.
Yes, logic is one. Of course, there are, you know, awareness of logical fallacies, which is part of critical thinking. Here's a link.
Mm-hmm.
So the link doesn't come out now because it's going to be edited in later by the guy behind the camera. So here's the link to a common website for logical fallacies, and freethinkers are commonly aware of these.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's NIDSCORE, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there are many logical fallacies. Our brains, of course, evolved to be this way unintentionally. There wasn't any guidance in there, so there are still some glitches in the machine.
Yeah.
And ways that you could prevent yourself from from falling victim to these glitches are, first of all, being aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, just basically doing your best.
Yes, to fight these cognitive biases, as they are called.
Yeah, and to think for yourself. And then when the claim is made, you've evaluated it not through the shackles, you freed yourself from the shackles, and through the utmost capacity of your own brains at that point, and then you hold the belief firmly, then you can, you know, you can proudly say, this is what I believe, this is what I think. And that's what a free thinker is. And now we're going to talk about the frequent misconceptions about free thought. So let's start with the most common one, or one of the most common ones, is that to be a free thinker, you need to be an atheist. Isn't that very common? If I had $1 for every time I heard that, I'd have $26,000. So, yeah. Isn't that a common thing? Why
is
that?
Common.
Why is it? Do people assume that when you're very skeptical, you have to be very consistent, you know? This person right here who just took off his mask is actually a free thinker, aren't you? Tell us about...
Yeah, I'm an Episcopalian. That's a branch of Protestantism. Christianity.
Christianity, and he believes in God and Jesus and the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. Angels.
However, that even friends of mine who know that... I mean, I go to church every Sunday, but they
just teaches
assume.
I
teach Sunday school.
Sunday school to kids. He proselytizes. Is it that? No, they're already.
Yeah.
They're
already there.
They've already drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So
okay. Okay.
So it's you try to make it
preaching to the choir.
Yeah, you try to make it a little less. Actually, we have a couple of atheist kids. Usually, the ones from Brent or from IS. But you know, it's fine. Like whatever.
But see, you can be a free thinker.
You don't try to convert them.
You can be a free thinker and a believer,
for
a Christian, and you could look like this too. Like
for Episcopalians, it's considered bad form to proselytize.
See, you could be
it's
cool.
A little impolite.
You could be cool as well. So there's nothing keeping you from being a free thinker. He's not, and it's not like we drag around this guy and tell them, hey, you can be a free thinker and be a Christian, as if he's a token Christian that
right.
we just
that
lug around.
Ridiculous.
We actually have many Christians in the group. You know, we have meetups where there
yeah,
are...
actually, no, that is true. While the token Christian thing may have been true for a little while, there
yeah.
are... we now have
Muslim
Christians, a few Catholics,
yeah.
A couple of Muslims.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
So
no,
people who believe in the higher powers, you know,
quite a few
New Agers.
Yeah, New Agers, Wiccans, pagans.
So and they all, like I said, it's free thinking is more concerned with the process of thinking rather than the particular conclusions that you might have. Now that's one of the things that I will ask Daniel Dennett later on. Like, you know, he's spoken about and written about things like this, like consistency or belief in belief, and I'm interested in his take on this question of whether a free thinker necessarily has to be a naturalist or an atheist. But from where our organization stands, you can be a free thinker and still believe in whatever thing that you want to believe. And and I hope that we have emphasized that enough. What are the other frequent misconceptions? I've heard people associate free thinking with what is that? Masons?
Yeah, Freemasons.
Why? Why is that?
If you could reach into my suit and number. Okay. No, is asking
there are adjustment issues. You're having adjustment issues.
Yeah. No,
thankfully, the table goes there. Up to there.
I'm not actually wearing pants.
Okay, he's not wearing pants. So yeah, let's focus on the podcast because we are doing one. Freemasonry is often associated with free thinking. Again, you could be a Freemason and a free thinker, but one does not necessitate the other or preclude the other, right? Mm-hmm. You could believe in aliens, you know, ancient aliens. It's as long as your process of thinking is not impeded by authority, dogma, and tradition, and it is done
informed.
With intellectual honesty, mm-hmm. with you do your best to, like, from wherever you're at your intellectual development.
Intellectual honesty, of course,
yeah.
implies that you are open to having your beliefs and ideas criticized.
And I guess that's the popular word for it, open-mindedness.
Mm.
You're open to everybody else's ideas, you're open to your own ideas being questioned.
And then you're open to question
other people's ideas without going personal. And that's really what I like about the free thinking community. Like, coming to Red, we usually disagree in a lot of points, but we're always happy to say, like, okay, it's time for us to agree to disagree, and it's fine.
Yeah, and
Thor
also,
movie one was a good movie.
What?
Okay, now he's just
and
trolling us.
And also,
no, that's true.
Yeah.
It's an actual.
I think one thing that must be emphasized is
flames.
You know, free thinking again. It's not anything goes. And open-minded, as Georgie has talked about it, does not mean open-minded to the point that your brain falls out. I mean, you don't go full open-minded, right? That's a common thing that I will start to say starting now. You don't go full open-minded and believe whatever without question. That's not it. It's not just not being impeded. It's also using your critical faculties to the best of your abilities. So, what other misconceptions about free thinking are there? It's also maybe about activism. We've started to become more involved
Militancy.
In public
yeah.
advocacy, in activism, in going out to the streets and making calls for causes that we think are important. But that's not necessary to free thinking.
Yeah. In its original form, the free thinkers actually used to be accused of armchair activism. There were quite a lot of people who said, like, well, you keep talking about these issues, but you never do anything.
Mm.
So once you start doing something, then people are like, well, why do you keep doing stuff? You should just sit down and talk about it. So,
yeah, that's in our experience. But just some trivia, the first free thinkers were deists. Like, back then, the equivalent, I mean, the farthest that you could go in terms of these, of questioning religion, or the existence of God, or stuff like that, is deism, where there is a God, but that God probably just made the world and didn't interfere afterward. Mm. So the term free thinker was commonly applied back then to deists. And then, of course, Darwin came along and said that you could actually have human beings without a creator through the process of evolution. And suddenly, people who thought that atheism, or the idea that there was no God, was absurd, we're thinking, huh, it's actually possible to defend the position of atheism from a scientific and empirical point of view. And some people did start to become atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they became atheists, but not all of them did. And like I said, it's not the conclusion that matters. It's more of the process of thinking. So, so much for...
There's another one, though.
Yeah.
Yung another fallacy or
misconception
about
yeah.
free thinkers is that they have no sense of morality, because morality is usually associated with having religion as its foundation.
Mm.
Yeah. That's often the case. Like it ties into the whole free thinking. Therefore, you do whatever you want.
You want exactly.
So there's a certain looseness. There's a certain, well, you don't have a moral code then. You don't have any kind of ethical basis. When in truth, at least in my experience, free thinkers seem to, in many cases, they spend a lot more time thinking about ethics than the average Christian,
mm-hmm.
frankly, in my experience. Because most of the people, to the point where a lot of people are a little annoyed when you start to talk about things that might challenge their faith,
mm-hmm.
Or even to discuss their faith, because it has become somehow, for whatever reason, maybe it's because there's so many Catholics, so usually when you have a majority privilege class like the, you tend not to challenge it, and mm-hmm. So it seems almost impolite, mm-hmm. and they feel offended, and they're like, why are we talking about this? Can we talk about something else? It's you know, you shouldn't, no religion on the dinner table, sort of thing,
yeah.
or at least no alternative religions on the dinner table.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, precisely because free thinkers use reason, logic, science in order to inform their worldview, free thinkers think about and mull over their ethical code more often, in general. So they have a tendency to think about what's right and what's wrong. They don't take morality for granted because it's not handed down from on high.
Yeah.
They don't
and
take it ex cathedra.
Yeah, this overwhelming sense of personal accountability, mm-hmm. that when you do something that's wrong, you're really accountable for it yourself, mm-hmm. and that can be really quite a burden.
Yeah,
so that's why I think we mull over it a lot more than most.
Okay, thank you guys. Before we end...
Yeah, for those of you who are just tuning in, and then we're looking, this is actually part of a larger series where we're doing a live web show right now, so we are taking in comments and suggestions, and we're also like peeling the veil a little bit back behind these podcasts, in the same way as that episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood where he took away the cameras and then he realized that everybody, hey children, we're friends, we don't lie to each other. So you know that intro where they're doing a panning shot of his neighborhood? Like, he showed it. He turned the camera around and he showed, like, here's a model, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's
You're
going
to edit that part out.
No, that's
of
fine. That's fine.
Anyway, so
I can tell
fine.
You right now that Garrick is showing his cute little iPhone thing and it's saying, like, oh, it's 2 minutes.
Hey,
minute.
Let me do the wrap-up first so that... Because that thing could run out.
Well, that's fine, right?
No, it's not fine.
Okay, you're right.
So, as a final message, if you're still a believer and a free thinker, be thankful for free thinking. Because if you're part of an organized religion right now, it's probably not the same form that it was several centuries ago. And it's thanks to free thinkers who dared to think for themselves and not follow tradition and authority that you have the version that you believe in right now.
All our dear Catholics out there, right, if you love reading the Bible, that's because of free thought. Because the fact that you can read the Bible in your native language was because of free thinkers.
Okay, so thank you for watching this episode of the Filipino Free Thinkers
Filipino Free Thinkers
podcast. That's
also a video.
Part of a webathon.
Yes.
And thank you very much.
Right.
And donate to the Red Cross.